Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for this time of year that we celebrate the birth, physical birth of you. Thank you for what it means. Thank you for what it means not only to us personally as Christians because we trusted Christ, but what it means for our families and friends and time. God, please work in our hearts today to make us better Christians during this period. God, bless us today. Let us hear from heaven. There are many hurting hearts, needy hearts today. So God, please work in our lives. And to accomplish this, we need you to anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power. Use him, strengthen him today, especially not feeling well. But God, use him to help us through thy Holy Spirit. And Father, again, as I pray every week, if there's someone in this room that does not know Jesus the Christ as their Savior, I pray before they leave, they would trust him. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
As you're being seated now, make sure your phone is turned off or to vibrate, please. I know Matthew's is because I turned it off when it was up here. So that's all good. We won't hear from Matthew's phone, I know, in church this morning. Unless he turned it back on. Where are you at, Matthew? Well, there you go. Okay, he didn't. I know he didn't. But just turn it off, okay? Or turn it to vibrate if you cannot disconnect electronically for at least 25 or 30 minutes, which for some reason is a problem for people nowadays. But we won't go into that this morning until we get into the message. Just kidding. Now, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Look at verse number 12, please, this morning. The angels then would appear that night to a bunch of shepherds in the field. And the Bible says their message to those shepherds, those angels' message to the shepherds was, in verse 12, "This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." You know, there are a lot of wonderful details about Christ coming into this world. Wonderful details about a star, about wise men, about Joseph and Mary. But you know, I'm always curious about that babe in the manger situation here. Why a babe in the manger? Now we know, obviously, because the Bible says there was no room for them in the inn. Mary was about to give birth. They come back to Bethlehem. It's a time of taxing. Yes, their government ripped them off too. And there was a time of taxing. And they had to come back And so the city of Bethlehem is a small city town even then as it is now. And it was flooded with people. And there wasn't accommodations for everybody. And so the only place they could find is a stable. It doesn't even say that. It just says she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Now, a manger is a feeding trough. So we know it was a stable. Swaddling clothes are poor man's rags. Poor women in those days would take old clothing that they could no longer wear because it was so torn or ripped or useless, and they tore it into strips and they wrapped their babies. They swaddled them. Even talk about it nowadays. I don't know what they're doing with children anymore nowadays. I'm sure they're at birth, they're giving them an iPad or something like that. But there was a time when you used to wrap them up real tight because that was what they're used to in the womb and that sort of thing. But to swaddle their babies, the poor, they used rags that were left over. Now look here, people, look at me. Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son, comes into this world and he's wrapped in poor man's rags and has to lay in a feeding trough. And a babe in a manger. We see the nativity scenes and we say, oh, isn't that cute? But think about it for a moment. God the Son and the Son of God wrapped in poor man's rags and laying in a feeding trough. The babe in a manger. Why? Why that? Why not wrapped in silk and lying in a palace? That would make more sense. Even that, be honest with you, we think, well, that would be more appropriate for Jesus. That would still be second class compared to what he left heaven for. But look, if he's going to come to this world, let's make sure we give him the very best that he could get in those days. Yes? So why not silk? Why not wrapped in the most luxurious silk of the day and lying in a golden crib or carriage of some kind in a palace somewhere? Why not that? That would at least be, if he's going to give up heaven to come to this earth, let's give him a palace. Let's give him the best accommodations this world could afford him at that time. But he's a babe in swaddling clothes in a manger. Okay, at the very least, let's give him fine linen and put him in a seminary somewhere. He is the living Word of God, you know. At the age of almost 12, he'll confound the most scholarly people of his day with his knowledge of the Bible. So let's at least give him fine linen.